This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led the country in paying tributes to the martyrs and freedom fighters on the occasion of 78th Independence Day. Addressing the nation after hoisting the national flag from the ramparts of Red Fort in New Delhi this morning, the Prime Minister outlined a series of futuristic goals aimed at shaping India's growth. He said government is committed to reforms with an intent to strengthen the nation and bring about a change in the lives of people. Prime Minister added that reforms in governance are essential for the dream of Viksit Bharat by the year 2047. Mr. Modi said that a new and modern system is being established in every field, be it banking, tourism, MSME, education, healthcare, transport or farming. He added that a surge in startups in space sector is going to play a crucial role in making our country a powerful nation. On defence, Mr. Modi said, nation is becoming self-reliant in the defence sector. The Prime Minister highlighted landmark initiatives announced by the government to train country's youth and become the skill capital of the world. He envisioned transforming India into a global manufacturing hub and called for preparing future-ready skilled resources to meet the expectations of the fast-paced development. The Prime Minister also expressed concern at the rising cases of violence and crime against women. He said the perpetrators should be punished and brought to book at the earliest. Prime Minister stressed that the country should have a secular civil code instead of the present civil code, which he called discriminatory. After his address at the Red Fort, Prime Minister Modi met and interacted with children and spectators. Earlier, Mr. Modi also paid tributes to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat. The Independence Day was also celebrated in states and union territories. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors hoisted the national flag at capital cities and addressed people on the occasion. In the national capital, Delhi, the Independence Day was celebrated with full enthusiasm. In Maharashtra, Independence Day was celebrated with full patriotic fervour. In Assam, Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma hoisted the tricolour flag and took salute from the parade. The northeastern state of Tripura also joined rest of the country to celebrate the Independence Day. In Kerala, the flag officer commanding-in-chief of the Southern Naval Command, Vice Admiral V. Srinivas, laid a wreath at the war memorial of the naval base in Kochi. In Lakshadweep, advisor to the Lakshadweep administrator, Sandeep Kumar, hoisted the national flag at the senior secondary school stadium at Kavarati this morning. In Sikkim, the 78th Independence Day was celebrated with full zeal and traditional fervour. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangule hoisted the national flag, followed by a parade at Paljor Stadium, Gangtok. In Arunachal Pradesh, the main function was held at IG Park, Itanagar. Chief Minister Pema Khandu hoisted the national flag and took salute from the parade. Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandiben Patel hoisted the national flag and took the salute at Raj Bhavan in Lucknow. The governor also played obeisance to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. In Gujarat, the state-level Independence Day ceremony was held at Nadiad in Khera district. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Sorin said that recruitments on 35,000 posts will be completed by October this year. President Draupadi Murmu hosted at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening on the occasion of 78th Independence Day. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and other eminent dignitaries were present on the occasion. In West Bengal, the police arrested 9 persons out of the 26 people identified in connection with last night's vandalism at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. Meanwhile, a CBI team reached the spot to investigate the rape and brutal killing of a lady doctor. Another CBI team interacted with the victim's parents at their residence. CBI sources said 8 doctors have been interrogated today in connection with the rape and murder case. The third developmental flight of SSLV will be launched tomorrow morning at 9:17 a.m. from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota. This flight completes the SSLV development project and enables operational missions by Indian Industry and NSIL. The countdown will begin 6 hours before the launch. India will host the third Voice of Global South Summit on Saturday. The theme of the summit is an empowered Global South for a sustainable future. And that is the end of this news bulletin.